Tall Ships, Navy Week, the Boston Pops Concert, fireworks over the Charles. Those were just a few of the events that drew hundreds of thousands of people to Boston this week, many of whom are still here. And if you're in the tourism business, that's music to your ears. To get a better sense of how this week's full slate of holiday events might impact the local economy, we're joined this morning by Pat Moscuratolo, President and CEO of the Greater Boston Convention and Visitors Bureau. Good morning, Pat, and thanks for speaking with Morning Edition this day after the 4th.
Well, thank you for having me on, Bob.
So how are we doing this week, economic-wise, compared to the same week last year, the 4th last year?
Well, we're really doing quite well. We're still tallying, obviously, but the preliminary numbers show that we're up about 9% over where we were a year ago. And what's interesting about that is nationwide, the estimates were that the increases would be somewhere between 4 and 5%. So we're pretty much double where the rest of the country is. And I think the bottom line here is if you give people a reason to travel, a reason to come, they will. And that's what we have seen all of last week and with a couple of days left in all of these big events that have been taking place in Boston.
So you're saying part of it then, Pat, is in the marketing? If people know we have big events here, they'll come.
Absolutely. And that's what the week has pretty much shown. And I think what has been most interesting about this is the holiday fell in the middle of the week. And when we were doing some of our estimates, we were not certain whether that would be a positive or a negative. Originally, a lot of the thought was that with the holiday falling in the middle of the week, it would almost be as if there was no holiday, you know, that basically, people would just have one day off in the middle of the week. But when you give people a reason to come and participate in a big event, to see a pretty unique event, and that's what we saw through Operation SEAL, Navy Week, Harbor Fest, the 4th of July activities, they in fact came. So that's put a smile on a lot of faces of people who work in our visitor industry.
Well, what does this tell you about the rest of the tourist season through the summer, do you think?
Well, we had a pretty bullish estimate forecast going into the season, and we mark our season starting on Memorial Day weekend and going through Labor Day weekend. And now that we have been through, you know, one of the major sort of posts here, measuring posts with the July 4th activities in this week, we're still going to stick with this pretty bullish forecast for the rest of the summer.
How much of this is the economy, the uptick in the economy that's at least perceived here in the New England area and in some places around the country?
Well, I think it's a very big part of it, obviously. If consumer confidence is positive, if people feel we're turning the corner on the economy, then they'll be more likely to open their pocketbooks and wallets and basically spend. Because we've learned over the last couple of years that the last dollar out of somebody's wallet or pocketbook is the dollar that they will spend on themselves, on their travel, on going out to a restaurant. And if they're concerned about what's around the corner, they basically shut down, and the first dollar that doesn't get spent is in the visitor industry.
Let me ask you one more question, if I might, Pat. Is there any way to tell yet what the mix is out there in terms of people who are coming into Boston who are local from Massachusetts or New England and people who are coming into Boston from elsewhere in the country and maybe from overseas?
Yes, we have some preliminary numbers on that as well, and we definitely have seen that this week's activities have been a region-wide event. That is, people are coming from around Boston and around New England, and we're also getting a boost from overseas arrivals and Canadian visitors. I think the overseas arrivals and the Canadian visitors were people who were planning to come anyway. So the real boost, the real incremental boost was from people who drove in, who live in and around the Boston area or live in one of the other New England states.
Pat Moscuratolo, President and CEO of the Greater Boston Convention and Visitors Bureau. Thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition, and enjoy the rest of your holiday week, Pat.
Thank you, Bob, and you too.